And we're going to remember a rapper now, Albert Johnson, though fans knew him as Prodigy. He was one half of the influential New York duo Mobb Deep. Johnson died yesterday in Las Vegas of complications from sickle cell disease. He was 42 years old, and NPR's Andrew Limbong has this remembrance.
In an interlude on Mobb Deep's most acclaimed album, Albert Johnson, Prodigy, makes clear he has no time for the rhymes of his less grounded peers.
With your half-assed rhymes, talk about how much you get high, how much weed you smoke. And that
The Infamous was a work of plain-spoken realism, detailing life in New York's Queensbridge Houses projects. We was going to war, and even more, saw my man laying dead on the floor. Kid, I swore that our crew would live forever. I guess I was wrong, no, until we meet again. Prodigy was a very serious rapper, and he was a very serious kid, too. He was born in 1974 in Hempstead, New York, into a family of musicians. His mom was in the 60s girl group The Crystals. His grandfather was jazz saxophonist Bud Johnson. His grandmother, Bernice Johnson, ran a dance studio. But sickle cell meant he was in and out of hospitals. In his autobiography, he wrote about how the pain nearly drove him to suicide. In 2013, he told NPR that it was hip-hop that saved his life.
My life before hip-hop was just pain, like, sickle cell was my life before hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I ain't really have no life. That was it.
And then he finds LL Cool J and Run DMC and Juice Crew, and along with it, a vent for his aggression. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. He formed Mobb Deep with his musical partner Havoc in the early 90s, standing tall in the crowded New York rap scene, making a name for themselves with their sharply observed lyrics. Prodigy continued to write and perform music, and he had other interests too. In 2016, inspired by a short stint in prison on a gun charge, he put out a cookbook about how to eat healthy while incarcerated.
When you take care of your health, you start looking at life different. And you start looking at people different, and your actions and your thoughts different. And it just shapes you into a different type of person.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.